Well, hallelujah. Coming up on Thanksgiving holiday here in a few more days, God by His Spirit moved upon my heart with a theme for this message, not surprised, choosing thankfulness. Choosing thankfulness. Let's say that together. Choosing thankfulness. As I looked into the theme of thankfulness in the Bible, thankfulness, I discovered, is a prominent recurring theme in the Bible. Not too surprising. In the Old Testament, I discovered, depending on what research study you look at, depending on what version you look at, I looked through the New American Standard Version, there are 104 references to the theme of thankfulness in the Old Testament, and 66 references to that theme in the New Testament. Kind of an interesting kind of a thing that gives us a confident assurance that this is a prominent, recurrent theme in the Bible. And so God is really interested in thankfulness in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
One of those references is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul was speaking to believers of his time, and God by His Spirit, I believe, wants to speak afresh to us today. It's a familiar verse, but God wants to speak a fresh revelation to us from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. The Amplified transliteration reads it like this. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God.
Amen.
Continually give thanks to God. Let's say that together. Continually give thanks to God. Catch this now. For this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Are you professing Jesus Christ to be your Savior and the Lord of your life? Well, then it's the will of God for you by virtue of Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord. For all that He has done for you to be continually thankful. Amen.
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 Well, how many of you here with me find it challenging to choose thankfulness? Anybody here lift an honest hand with me and find that at times it's difficult to choose thankfulness in every situation, no matter what the circumstances? Really, God? Very difficult at times, isn't it? But yet the implications of this verse, I believe, is that as a professed, born-again, devoted follower of Jesus Christ, catch this now, thankfulness should be a way of life for us.
Amen.
That's what I derived from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's God's will for our lives. That we would be thankful, that we would be continually thankful. And so I derived from that, by God's Spirit, that thankfulness as a believer should be a way of life for us.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
When you're thankful, it puts a smile on your lips, doesn't it?
Yes.
Puts a smile on your face. You can't help to not have a smile on your face when you're thankful. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is stirring in our midst afresh today, I believe, to motivate us afresh today that thankfulness should be naturally flowing from our hearts for all that God has done for us.
Right. Amen.
And the declaration of thankfulness, catch this now, should be a repeating refrain in the song of our lives.
Amen.
How many of you recognize that your life is a song before the throne of God? Amen.
Yeah.
And He's the composer.
Yes.
And we need to cooperate with the score that He has set forth for us. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
He's calling us to choose thankfulness. He's calling us to be such that the declaration of thankfulness should be a repeating refrain in the song of our lives for all that He has done for us in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But what's the repeating refrain of the song of your life? Grumbling complaints? How many of you here have ever come across grumbling believers? Anybody here grumbling and complaining? Oh God, life is just so difficult. Grumble, grumble, complain. and they drag you right down to where they are. Ah. We need to pay attention to what the repeating refrain of the song of our life is. Is it grumbling complaints or grateful thanks? If you're having some trouble choosing thankfulness in the midst of the circumstances of your life, the Spirit of God is stirring us afresh today, I believe, to renew our gratitude for what God has already done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's a baseline for you to be continually thankful.
Yes.
Renew your gratitude for what God has already done for you. Amen. He has redeemed us from the sinful state of eternal death to a reconciled destiny for eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
And in the meantime, He has provided us with the truth of His Word and the Holy Spirit in us and through us, giving us the direction and the capacity to prevail in this life. Amen.
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 Could you be thankful for that? No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation we may find ourselves in, catch this now, He has appropriated the overcoming power of Jesus' resurrection to us, amen? You are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, amen? And so everything that Jesus has accomplished for you at the cross of Calvary and through His resurrection is available to you. The power of Jesus' resurrection is available to you in your life even now, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So that we can thrive in this life for His glory. Could you be grateful for that?
Yes.
Could you be thankful for that?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And so when you're struggling to choose thankfulness in the midst of your circumstances, remind yourself of what Jesus has already done for you.
Amen.
Envision the cross of Jesus. At least once a day,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the cross to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remind yourself of what Jesus did for you on the cross
mm-hmm.
each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help you to be thankful no matter what your circumstances are.
Yes. Yes.
No matter what situation. Sometimes the foundation of what Jesus actually did for us at the cross can elude us on a day in and day out basis. But if you bring yourself back to the cross, remind yourself every day what Jesus went through for you and went through for you and went through for you and went through for you. It can help you to choose thankfulness in the midst of whatever you may be going through. Amen?
Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is encouraging each of us afresh today, I believe, that indeed we can choose thankfulness in every situation. Catch this now. When we've decided to love God above all else, have you decided to love God above all else?
Mm-hmm.
When we've decided to prioritize putting Him first in every area of our lives, have you decided to prioritize Him first in every area of your life by His Word, by the standard of His Word, and by the leading of His Spirit in your life? We can choose thankfulness in every situation of our lives when we've decided to love God above all else in our lives, when we've decided to prioritize putting Him first in every area of our lives, when we've decided to remain committed to doing things His way and according to His plans and purposes for our lives. How many of you have ever negotiated with God other than me about His way of doing things? Oh, I've had a lot of negotiations with God. And His Word says, come and reason together with me. So I take Him up on it. There's a place in the book of Isaiah where the prophet Isaiah said, hey, God's saying, hey, come and reason together with me. Okay, I take you up on it, Lord. I'm going to come and reason with you about this in my life and about that in my life. And then He brings a perspective that ushers in His settling peace. Amen. Not necessarily the immediate solution, but His settling peace comes upon you when you come and decide to remain committed to His plans and to His purposes for your life.
Amen.
And then, in so doing, it's not so difficult to choose thankfulness.
That's right.
no matter what the circumstances. Amen. Because when you're putting God's ways first in your life with a loving regard for who He is, then you find that you develop a confidence that the circumstances that you are in are part of God's perfect will for your life. You may not like it. But what's like got to do with it?
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you're putting Him first in all things, even though you may not understand it all, His confirming peace will settle upon you. And then you can confidently put your complete trust in a perfectly faithful God. Amen?
Amen.
Who will cause everything, no matter what, to work together for your greater good and for His greatest glory. Amen?
Amen.
Now catch this now. His greater good may not be the greater good that we have in mind. Anybody here ever thought that way before the presence of God? But as we consistently choose thankfulness along the way, He will make it more and more clear to us the greater good that He has in mind. We have to choose to be thankful along the way. Along the way, trusting His perfectly faithful, sovereign, providential foresight in your life. He sees your days ahead of you already. He already knows what the length of your life is. He already knows what the number of your days are. And He's going to lead you and guide you now for what He already knows about your future. Amen? I know that can be a little bit unnerving. How many of you here have ever been unnerved? Trusting God's faithful, providential foresight. Psalm 136:1 encourages us afresh. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. Amen. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is stirring to motivate us afresh today from Psalm 136. That it's not so difficult to choose thankfulness when we consistently remind ourselves of God's continuous goodness towards us. Amen?
Amen.
Goodness is who God is. It's not just what He does. It's who He is. It's part of the substance of who He is. All goodness flows forth from Him. Amen? And His goodness is continuously poured out to you in one way or another.
Amen.
Some of you here need to hear that more than others today.
Amen.
That God's goodness is continuously being poured out to you in one way or another.
Amen.
Even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes. But when you incline yourself to Him, He will show you the greater good and the goodness that He's pouring out to you in the midst of your situation and circumstances, no matter what it may be. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is motivating us afresh today that it's not so difficult to choose thankfulness when we consistently remind ourselves of God's unfailing love for us. Amen?
Amen.
His love never fails for you. Love is who God is. He loves you with an everlasting love. And His love is always being poured out to you in some way, shape, or form.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Choosing thankfulness can certainly have its challenges. But when we come to truly recognize the implication of our depraved nature in and of ourselves, apart from God, there is only death.
That's right. That's right.
When we come to recognize that, then it becomes easier to choose thankfulness because of the life that He has given us in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
A new life.
Yes.
That in and of ourselves we don't deserve.
That's right.
But by His grace and through our faith in Him, it's a free gift. Amen?
Amen?
For the wages of our sinfulness in and of ourselves is eternal death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And so you can always choose thankfulness for that, no matter how difficult your circumstances may be. And when you do, then God's grace floods into your situation to see you safely through. Amen? I love the sustaining grace of God. Anybody here?
Yes.
Have experienced the sustaining grace of God in the midst of those difficult times and difficult circumstances. And, oh, God, where's the rapture? Get me out of here. Oh, God, rapture me now. In the meantime, your sustaining grace. Amen?
Amen.
For your glory, Lord.
Yes.
Be glorified in my life, Lord.
Yes.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is motivating us with a fresh perspective to choose thankfulness from 1 Peter chapter 1. The Apostle Peter, speaking to the church then, speaking to born-again believers just like you and me of his time, and God, by His Spirit, speaking to us today to speak a motivating, fresh perspective to us about choosing thankfulness from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And I chose the Living Bible transliteration. It's a paraphrase. And it reads like this. Be truly glad, for there is wonderful joy ahead. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
Even though the going is rough for a while down here. These trials that you are going through, catch this now, will test your faith. To see whether or not it is strong or pure. And your faith is being tested as fire tests gold and purifies it. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. And so if your faith remains strong after being tried in the test tube of fiery trials and difficulties, catch this now, then it will bring you much praise. It will bring you much praise. It will bring you much glory. It will bring you much honor on the day of Jesus' return. Amen?
Amen.
I'm really motivated by that. How about you?
Yes.
Make no mistake about it. There is an eternal reward for choosing thankfulness in every situation, no matter what the circumstances. Amen?
Amen.
As born-again, Spirit-filled, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, choosing thankfulness is not so difficult when we realize and acknowledge how much we have been given.
Yes.
Be motivated afresh today by God's Spirit stirring and moving upon our hearts today that we should choose thankfulness. Because every good thing that is given and every perfect gift comes down from God the Father in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
The Creator and the Sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation. For He is perfect and He never changes. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you here try to change God's mind on one thing or another? I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God, is there a way you can think about this a little differently? And He says, bless your heart. The bottom line is that we should choose thankfulness. Bottom line, we should choose thankfulness just because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. He is worthy of all thanks. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all glory. He is worthy of all honor in our lives. And He wants to return that to us as an eternal reward as we continue to choose thankfulness in the midst of whatever we're going through.
Yes.
And whatever the situation or circumstance may be. Amen?
Amen.
I think that when we choose to be thankful, our focus moves off the strain of our difficult circumstances. What are we focusing on in the midst of the strain of our difficult circumstances? I think that when we choose to be thankful, our focus moves off the strain of our difficult circumstances to see the bigger picture of God's perfectly faithful sovereign providence over our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Reminding us that not only do we belong to God personally in Christ, but that we have also been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, on earth as it is in heaven, by the Holy Spirit in us. Amen?
Amen.
Do you really believe that here today? Because Ephesians 1:3 tells us that. It's not up on the board. Ephesians 1:3 tells us that we have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm by the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? Can you choose thankfulness on that basis? Be motivated afresh today that when we consistently remind ourselves that God is in control, then it's not so difficult to choose thankfulness. Amen?
Yes.
Make no mistake about it. For professed followers of Jesus Christ, choosing thankfulness is not optional. Choosing thankfulness is a command of God.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful. Be continually thankful. It's a command of God, and catch this now, our consistent obedience to that command will be a safeguard against the discontentments, will be a safeguard against the dissatisfactions, will be a safeguard against the bitterness that gradually sets in to an unthankful heart. God, by His Spirit, is stirring to motivate us afresh today to repent for the times in which we have failed to choose thankfulness in the midst of our circumstances. And to make a fresh recommitment to choose thankfulness in every situation, no matter what the circumstances may be. Asking God by His Spirit to help us to see what He sees in the midst of our lives. Amen?
Amen?
That we would consistently recognize the greater good that He has in mind for us in the circumstances of our lives and in the lives of the people around us. And that we would have His sustaining grace and His settling peace to bring us through. For His glory in our lives, all glory and praise and honor be to Him forever and forever and forever. Amen and amen.
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 Amen?
Bow your heads now and take a quiet moment of prayer response to the word of the Lord as it's come to you today.